Yeah, everybody in the town and district are safe, but a lot of structural damage around the area, yeah.
So kind of ironic because we spoke, as I mentioned to our listeners, about your once-a-year race meeting. You hadn't raced in so long, and you had a terrific day, I believe. Who would have thought just a few weeks later a cyclone would hit the area? Can you tell us how close you were to the major ramifications of the cyclone, what it was like in your township, and was there any damage to the race course as well?
Probably in the path, pretty much in the path of the cyclone, but it had slightly weakened after it crossed the coast, but massive structural damage around the whole district. A few houses totally destroyed, others with roofs missing, a lot of shed damage, windmills, tanks, silos, a lot of blokes lost silos around the place. And as far as the racetrack goes, we've had structural damage on our stalls, horse stalls, the lost roofing. But the rest of the buildings are pretty secure at the race club, yeah.
And look, I'm no expert in cyclones, but this is quite unusual for a cyclone to be, what, this far south in WA in your area?
Yeah, very, very rare. We have had a very odd one, but 20 or 30 years ago, major damage. But most times they cross the coast further north, and sometimes we'll get a... They'll turn into rain-bearing depression and we just get some rain off the tail of one of the cyclones. But this one came in, well, between Kalbarri and Geraldton and in the immediate path inland as it passed through Mingenew and other surrounding towns around there and went 400 or 500 kilometres inland before it started to weaken dramatically. But a lot of damage in about a 100-kilometre wide strip, yeah.
Including on the coast, a famous jetty was just totally washed away. Is that right?
Major landmark for Carnarvon. They were 500 kilometres north of Geraldton, and that was totally destroyed, the old landmark jetty. It's a mile-long jetty. It's been a historic jetty for many years, and now it's wiped off. Yeah, completely destroyed. Yep.
And obviously there's more important things than race clubs, but do you know how Carnarvon's race club got through it all, the track there?
No correspondence other than the jetty, but it did cross south of there, but they got some winds prior to the crossing of the coast, which damaged and very strong seas, very high tide, destroyed their jetty. But no reports on the rest of the town at Carnarvon, but a little bit further south at Kalbarri and Northampton and little part of Geraldton, but there's still no power in the Midwest region yet and no mobile service. I'm just happen to be in Geraldton at the moment, picking out fertiliser for the farm, and Geraldton have only just come back on service yesterday. Yeah.
So your township, still no power, and that might be the way for a while, is it? Or
yes, there's a lot of power lines down across farms and stuff, and there's power lines down in the town of Mingenew. But they're working on the cities. Geraldton's a city. They worked on that one first, and most of Geraldton is back on the power now. So the regional areas over the next week or probably 10 days before we look at getting the power back on, yeah.
So there was perfect timing for your race meeting, I guess. If it was any time from now onwards, especially with the ramifications of power and so on, you might have lost your meeting this year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we just got the meeting out of the way. It was a very successful meeting. It's probably the biggest crowd we've ever had and a very successful meeting, yeah. Yeah.
David, good to know you're okay. And as I mentioned, with our listeners in Melbourne here in Victoria, we spoke about your lovely once-a-year race meeting. And then lo and behold, when we're looking at some of the townships on the map in WA where the cyclone was striking, we certainly recognise your location. But thanks for taking the call. Good to know you're okay. And let's hope over the coming weeks things get back on track there for you in your township.
Yeah, thank you. You know, everyone's working for the clean-up. Lots of tree damage and stuff, but no, given time, we'll be back on track, yep.